There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, the 2018 Golden Globes took place last night, of course, in Hollywood, and the majority of stars did stick to their pledge to wear black on the red carpet in support of the hashtag MeToo movement to root out sexual harassment in Hollywood. And the show's host didn't shy away from addressing the topic.
In 1964, I was a little girl sitting on the linoleum floor of my mother's house in Milwaukee, watching Anne Bancroft present the Oscar for Best Actor at the 36th Academy Awards. She opened the envelope and said five words that literally made history. The winner is Sidney Poitier. In 1982, Sidney received the Cecil B. DeMille Award right here at the Golden Globes, and it is not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award.
Very powerful speech there, of course, from Oprah Winfrey, who received the Cecil B. DeMille Award. And as I mentioned earlier, the show host didn't shy away from addressing the topic of the sexual harassment in Hollywood.
I'm Seth Meyers, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the 75th annual Golden Globes, and Happy New Year, Hollywood. For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud. Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. Because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that.
That was great. How well written was that?
It was incredible, wasn't it? That was, of course, Seth Meyers, who actually was the host for the night.
Difficult job. I still wish he'd got Ricky Gervais, though.
I think he did a good job last night.
He did a good job, but I would have loved to see what twist Ricky would have taken with that.
I think he'd have taken it a lot further than that, wouldn't he? Mm. Anyway, the Ticket's film critic, William Mullally, gave us his take on the night.
There's some things that I was very glad to see, some long overdue moments, some real up-and-comers who are getting their due, and some things that I think are huge mistakes that are absolutely atrocities that we'll look back on in shame. So for Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy, we'll start with the positive. Lady Bird was the winner. And it's just an absolutely tremendous film made by Greta Gerwig, who has really just, over the years, improved. She's only 34, but she's made an absolute masterpiece with Lady Bird, and just could not be more happy for her. But in the drama section, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri beat out Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, Shape of Water. Even though those films, are, at least The Shape of Water, got nominated, or got one for Best Director, Three Billboards is really just, problematic. That's kind of an overused word, but it's really just, it's not the film that I think people think that it's going to be. It should not be getting this honor. But in the Best Actor categories, we do have Gary Oldman winning for Darkest Hour, which is actually coming out in the UAE this Thursday. So if anyone wants to go see what all the fuss is about there and how he beat out Daniel Day-Lewis in his final role, that's the one to watch. James Franco won Best Actor for a Musical or Comedy for The Disaster Artist and brought up Tommy Wiseau on stage, which is also in theaters now. Frances McDormand won for Three Billboards. I love her. Love Fargo. I hate this movie. And Saoirse Ronan won for Lady Bird. So really some great actors in there.
Yeah, not too happy, William, at the top picture.
No. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I had tickets for it at Diff.
Yeah.
And missed it.
Oh, really?
I'm absolutely gutted now that I did.
And now it's taking the Globe.
Lady Bird, I had not heard of until today. Don't know if you had.
It was in William's top 10 on last week's Real Time. And he was raving about it.
Yeah, and the actress, I think she made it more famous because she's been in Atonement and those sort of movies. So Saoirse Ronan, she's quite well known as well.
It sounds hardcore though. I was just reading about it. California nurse who works tirelessly to keep her family afloat after her husband loses his job also maintains a turbulent bond with a teenage daughter who's just like her, loving, strong-willed and deeply opinionated. It sounds like one that you've got to really concentrate on.
It does, doesn't it? Anyway, talking talking to movies? You can see them all now at Roxy Cinemas for something special. Why not spoil yourself with the luxurious Platinum Plus movie experience? You can book now and download the Roxy Cinemas app or head to theroxycinemas.com.
Big Little Lies got lots of awards as well, and I've just started watching that. I started to watch it on a plane and then had to get off before seeing the last two episodes.
Oh, no.
It's so good. Nicole Kidman just takes it to a new level in that show.
Does she really? What's it called again?
Big Little Lies.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.